Hi, everyone. This is Elaine. Welcome to Aging into Joy by Living from the Inside Out. Today, I'm going to share with you some of the insights I gathered on the third day of my spiritual journey out in the desert. Just to remind listeners, this was my third adventure of seven that I created for myself, celebrating my 70s, and I was out on the land for 5 days. And I've already talked about day one and two, so this is day three. And it began kind of interestingly in that when I unzipped my tent door, there was a roadrunner standing outside of it. And we just kind of stared at each other, and it kind of tickled me because I know the roadrunner is the state bird for New Mexico, but I sure wasn't expecting her visit. But we greeted each other for a moment, and then she ran off. They're kind of comical looking birds, but they're very clever. And I just had to kind of giggle at her appearing just before I was going to go off to do a day of reflection. So I got my backpack ready and all the things I take with me on these journeys. And as I hiked over to Santa Cruz Lake, which is pretty much in the same area, only east of White Canyon, which I went on the first day, and then the next day I went up on a mesa top heading north. So I'm just kind of using the directions to kind of guide me. They represent different elements, like north in the way I was taught, and there are many versions of this, is about the mind, you know, wind coming in with creative thoughts, new thoughts, taking away old thoughts, and just clearing your head kind of thing. And today I was going east, where it's about fire. And so as I was walking in that direction, I was thinking about how I was trying to get out of my head and into my heart on this journey. And I was making good progress by this third day. And I could see the connection between my first adventure, which was the Harley ride, and my second adventure, which was an Ayurvedic experience, and now this spiritual journey out on the land. And if anything, I see them all connected and connecting for me in the sense that I have to live consciously and in the moment. And even though different aspects of me are healing and feeling better and more balanced, I always have to remember to be conscious of the present moment, because that's all we have. So as I got over to the lake, I thought about the totem for the roadrunner, which I had learned when I joined the women's group 20 years ago when I was 50. And it's an interesting totem. You know, the message from the roadrunner is speed, decisiveness, and being motivated. It kind of reminds me of staying in the game, being inspired, and not to be afraid of making decisions. And so I would just kind of wait and see how that came into my experience at the lake. Wanting more fire in my life, I started thinking about how fire transforms everything, and it can create powerful change. And yet for me, I experience it as my weakest link. And what I wanted to do on this particular day was strengthen it and become more aware of the gifts it brings when we can raise the amount of vibration, energy, motivation within us. So that's the key for this day. So I arrived at the lake and spread out my blanket and found some water rocks to create my spiral. And I noticed that there were really gentle waves just kind of rhythmically coming onto the shore. I was about 4 or 5 feet away from it, so I really wanted to connect with the sound of the waves. And I also enjoyed the stars from the meeting of sun and water. They kind of just dance across the water and create a kind of an aliveness in me that I love feeling. So I decided I would do some breath work, and I would breathe in alignment with the waves coming in. So I would be aligned with water and all the things the element of water brings to us. As I started my deep breathing, I sort of just let this thought go through my head about, I wonder how many breaths I have taken over the last 70 years and how my breathing is witness to my entire past and to my life in the past, in the present. And I always tell you, I'm not sure there's a future because it always turns into the present. But anyhow, I continued breathing, and I was surprised that I asked myself, I wonder how many breaths I have left in this lifetime. And I didn't come from a place of fear in asking that question. It was more curiosity, because asking that question of how many breaths would I have left kind of insisted for me anyhow that I really live each and every day to the fullest extent I am capable of, to make meaning out of all the breaths I have available to me, in that I want to live a life of purpose, a life of service, and I want to contribute. And in doing so, I want to enrich myself, my wisdom, and my well-being. So I encourage you to take some time to walk in the woods or walk around your neighborhood. Or maybe if you have the time and the ability to go out on some land and just be there with it and reflect on the things that will help you grow, the things that will offer you the freedom that we each deserve but don't always get because of the way we are raised. So one of the things I can tell you was I was raised by a mom who was very strict and quick to anger. My dad was very passive, and I guess I would say avoidant, not around too much. So my mom's goal, and she actually talked with me about this later in life, was to be a good mom. She had a tough life. She was a lot of loss in her childhood years, and she wanted to be a good mom, and not only that, but she wanted people to see how good my sister and I were, which reflected on her parenting. And so we had a set of expectations, my sister and I, to meet. It was about impressing the outer world, impressing the neighbors around the block, impressing the teachers, and so forth. It was not about self-discovery. And that's why I always say aging into joy by living from the inside out. I mean living from the inside out as you know what your needs are and you seek meeting them. You know your thoughts, your beliefs, your values, and kind of what creates wonder in you in life. But we don't have any time to go down that path if we are exposed to parents who really are about having us be good kids. And, you know, it's natural for a child to explore, to make mistakes, to be rebellious, to get angry, to laugh spontaneously. It's the whole range of emotions available to any human. And children are unimpeded in expressing them until they get a message that says not to express them. And if we end up suppressing our feelings, we end up feeling a lot of tension and a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear. It basically affects our emotional self, but it also affects our body because our body will constrict. It will get tight the more we experience fear, anxiety, and tension or stress. So sometimes I make a case for actually not being the person that's going to do exactly what everybody else wants us to do. And I think that sometimes we have to say to ourselves, what do I want to do? And one of the things that makes that hard for us is that growing up, we were shamed or criticized or guilted or teased into being what the people in our environment wanted us to be. And it's kind of hard to shake that, especially shame, because the message from shame is I'm bad. I am bad. Whereas the message from guilt is my behavior is bad. So those of us raised in with the response of shame being what occurs in us as we're being disciplined, have a hard time moving forward in life because we're always hiding a part of ourselves. And I think that we need to be so aware of that. And if you have shame or guilt, or if you're especially self-critical, that would be a beautiful objective for you to release and let go. And that's why I go on these journeys, so that I can have unfettered time to focus on them and focus on myself and discover what I need, what I want, what is in my way, what do I need to let go of, what do I need to forgive myself for, and what do I want to dream about. And all of that requires that we offer ourselves freedom, the freedom to be who we truly are. And to me, that's the main purpose of life. So nonconformity is like a beginning step when we're young to finding ourselves. It can look rebellious. It can look like you're against authority, and probably you are. Other people may become more placating, and that keeps them safe. And so a child has to be really creative in navigating survival in their childhood. But I think it is so important. I mean, I've dedicated all these, all my 70s to encouraging people to go within themselves and find out who who they are, love that person within you, and nourish and nurture your values, your beliefs, and all the things that represent meaning for you in your life. So as I was standing at the lake, I had finished my breath work and started journaling, and now I was going to take a break. I was just kind of called to go into the lake, and I hadn't really brought a bathing suit or anything. But I took my shoes and socks off and went into the water. It was so warm, I can't even describe to you. It's like bath water. And I sat there in the water because I didn't care that I was getting wet. It was just a supreme moment. It was so cool. And it was fun to do something that is sort of out of the ordinary, sit in the water with your clothes on. But in the Southwest, you know, it would just be not very long, minutes, and I would dry off because the dry air. And I really didn't care. And that's the kind of freedom that comes to you when you're seeking, on a journey of seeking your truth. So I let the water kind of wash over me. I sort of asked it to clear any fears I had, any remnants of shame, any loneliness that lingered, or any self-doubt that might come up when I least expected it. Those were the four emotions that I struggled with in my life. And I have been able to name them, and I have been able to work in a way in my life that when I'm limiting myself, I understand that one of these emotions is contributing to those limitations. And what choices do I want to offer myself to get beyond those limitations? So that's what intention does for us. That's what being conscious does for us. It allows us to make wise choices as opposed to reacting or getting upset or thinking we're lesser than. Our life doesn't matter. We're not important. You know, we have to go within to find that strength that will carry us through our lifetime in a meaningful way. So having said all that, I would like to ask you a few questions before I close today and share a quote with you before I ask the questions. You know, in A Course in Miracles, there's a quote that says, "When I have forgiven myself and remembered who I am, I will bless everyone and everything I see." When I have forgiven myself and remembered who I am, I will bless everyone and everything I see. So it's a journey. Our lives are about the journey. And to help you release anything that is an obstacle for you, I'm going to have you identify what needs healing in your mental and emotional body. What needs healing? Do you carry shame? Is humiliation a problem? Is the fear of criticism an obstacle? Do you carry guilt? Do you have a hole in your heart? Do you have this feeling of emptiness in your chest? It can only be filled by going within. It will not be filled by anything from the outside. Nothing. But if you go within and allow yourself to express your truth, your genuineness, that hole will begin to disappear. Next question. Are any beliefs about yourself imprisoning you and keeping you from opening your heart? It's a really important question. Any beliefs Too many people feel like they're not lovable. Too many people feel like they're lesser than. We have a very limiting view of ourselves too often. And it came from the outside world, and I suggest that you leave it in the outside world and go within and develop your own point of view about who you are. Give yourself that freedom. It is such an incredible gift. And then finally, are you comfortable with allowing yourself to be open to your vulnerabilities? It's the biggest oxymoron, in my opinion, to head for vulnerability, which we think is composed of our weaknesses, but is just a part of who we are, a part of our whole self, and has no more importance than our strengths or our beliefs. Our vulnerabilities are just saying, I'm human. These are areas that sometimes I stumble in, and it's okay for me to reverse that. It's okay for me to heal that. It's okay for me to get stronger in those areas, and it is perfectly okay for me to reveal it with people I trust. Very, very important. So, I would like you to just journal on these three questions and see what comes to you. And be okay with it. And take a walk. Or find a place to sit near the water, in the woods, in a meadow, anywhere that speaks to you, and begin your own journey. And do so without fear, and instead, in its place, do so with inspiration, motivation, curiosity, and self-love. So thank you for listening. I'll be talking to you soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.